Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Great Day Vibes, Owning the Chaos, Finding the Calm. I'm your host, Brandy Bacolo, and I'm so excited to have you here for today's episode. Today, it's New Year's Eve, and I want to talk about thriving in 2025. Now, it's not about doing it all. It's about doing what matters, staying focused and taking care of yourself inside and out. Let's dive into simple, actionable ways to make this your best year yet. All right, so the first part we're going to cover is set an intentional vision. Did you ever make a vision board before or write down your goals? Well, if you haven't, this is the year I want you to try. So first, you're going to start with purpose. Instead of setting dozens of resolutions, ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be in 2025? How do I want to feel? Now, for example, if your goal is to be more present, your vision could include spending distraction-free time with loved ones or cutting back on unnecessary commitments. If your goal is to be healthier, your vision could be you consistently showing up for workouts, eating healthier foods, and just living a happier, healthier life. Now, what I encourage you to do is either grab a poster board and start cutting out pictures of your visions, or you can do a digital. I find the digital ones way easier because you could just copy and paste from online. It's a lot easier to organize and to keep continuing to add on to. But I really want you to create that vision board and write down your goals. How often do you have goals, you're excited about them, and then you forget about them? If you have a vision board and you're looking at that every single morning, you're more likely to show up and do the things you promised yourself you were going to do. All right, so I highly, highly encourage you to get that notebook. It could just be a blank notebook from the dollar store. And here are some journal prompts that I want you to reflect upon. What do I want to accomplish this year? What do I want to feel every day? And remember that other episode, what one word captures my intention for the year? You all know my word for 2024 was joy, and my word for 2025 is peace. Now, after reflecting on those journal prompts, let me read them to you again. What do I want to accomplish this year? How do I want to feel every day? And what's one word that captures my intention for the year? I want you to write down three key priorities for the year. For example, career growth, health, and building strong relationships. What are the key priorities? And then we're going to come up with the actionable steps in order to take daily for you to hit those goals. Okay, so let's dive into section two, building thriving habits, not overwhelming goals. I want you to shift your focus from outcomes to habits. Instead of saying I'll lose 20 pounds, I want you to say I'll move my body for 20 minutes every day. Here are some examples of some small, powerful habits. And remember that notebook I told you to get? What I want you to do is make a little T-chart. The left top say good habits, write down good habits. The right top say bad habits. I'm going to list all of your good habits. And then I want you to list some of your bad habits. And we're not beating ourselves up there. The bad habits list, that is what you're going to work on in 2025 and maybe 2026 and maybe 2027. But you're only going to work on one habit at a time. Here are some examples of some powerful, super small habits. Drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning. Taking 10 minutes to stretch or do yoga before bed. Practicing gratitude daily by writing three things you're grateful for. Planning out your week every Sunday. I know a lot of you are striving to save money in 2025. So you could start something super small you could do is have an automatic transfer of $10 every week go right into your savings account. Over time, you'll build the habit of saving without feeling overwhelmed. Remember, we talk about this a lot. Consistency. Small steps every day lead to those big changes. All right, now let's talk about focusing on your circle of control. What does this mean? So thriving isn't about trying to control the uncontrollable. It's about owning your reactions, your thoughts, and your actions. Let me say that again. So thriving isn't about trying to control the uncontrollable. How many of you are trying to do that? We all do, I know. It's about owning your reactions, your thoughts, and your actions. So, for example, how you start your day. You have control over that. Your morning routine, what you do first thing in the morning. Do you do affirmations? Do you have quiet time? Are you exercising? Are you drinking your water? What are you doing first thing in the morning? Another thing you have control over is how to respond to challenges. Do you choose to learn or do you choose to shut down? The choice is yours. So a tip I have for you, when you're faced with stress, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what can I control here? If work deadlines feel overwhelming, focus on breaking tasks into smaller pieces and tackling them one at a time. And you can pair them with some affirmations like, I am capable of handling anything that comes my way. I can focus on what I can control and let go of what I can't. We talk about that in almost every episode too. Just like Elsa says, let it go. All right, this one here I think is so crucial. Who are you surrounding yourself with? What kind of energy are you allowing in your circle? You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Some people are energy drainers while other people are energy givers. There's so many different books that John Gordon calls them the energy vampires. I know Rob Dial calls them the energy vacuums. They're the people that like suck the life out of you. Then there are those people that feel like sunshine. They just make you feel alive. They make you feel better. So surround yourself with those people and avoid the people that drain your energy. Now, some of that you have control over and some of it you don't. So here's some tips for building a thriving support system. Join communities that align with your values. Join a new fitness group, a book club, a masterminds group. Join a new class. And set boundaries for the people who drain your energy. For example, you can say no to unnecessary commitments. It's okay to say no. And be intentional about spending time with the people who inspire you to grow. For example, if you're working on fitness, connect with a friend who shares similar goals or join a workout group for accountability. Now, this is one of my favorites. We're going to now lead into the part of prioritizing your mind, your body, and your soul. Thriving is holistic. It's about finding that balance across all aspects of your life. So every single week, I set a mind, a body, and a soul goal, and I keep them small. I keep them attainable. Let me give you some examples. For your mind, some of the things you could do is read or listen to a personal development book. One of my favorites to start is John Gordon's The Energy Bus. Listen to an uplifting podcast. Listen to prayer. Another one, which I started doing a little over 100 days ago, was practicing meditation for 5 to 10 minutes. Just get your mind clear. It gets you in control of your mindset, and it really does a lot for your nervous system. Another one, which I think is hard to do, but it's crucial, is taking breaks from social media or to clear that mental clutter. So maybe set timers, maybe delete certain apps off your phone. All of that could be very helpful for your mind. All right, your body. Move your body daily, even if it's just for 10 minutes. So I want you to prioritize movement. Focus on nutrition, adding in high protein, low sugary snacks, and do not go on the diet. Lifestyle changes. Think of food as fuel, and what is that food doing for your body? Another thing you could do for your body is prioritizing sleep by setting a consistent bedtime routine. Are you avoiding the phone at night? Are you going to bed around a certain time? Are you decompressing before bed? Sleep is so crucial to your overall health. Now your soul. This is something I've been really working hard on. Spending time in nature, walking, hiking, or sitting outside and just enjoying the coffee. Engaging in activities that bring you joy, like painting or gardening or journaling or exercising. And connecting with faith or spirituality. For example, you could start your day with prayer or read a verse from a favorite book. And spending time with people who make you feel good, the people who make you feel alive, the people who make you smile. So if you do one thing today, just think of it. What is one mind, body, and soul goal that you can take action on right here, right now, today? Don't wait. Set it today. All right, so let's recap on the key points. I want you to set a clear vision for the year. Make that vision board and take your time making it. You can continue to add to it as the month of January rolls through. Build habits that support thriving without being overwhelming. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Focus on what you can control. Release whatever you can't. Surround yourself with positive energy and positive people. And take really great care of your mind, your body, and your soul. Okay, so New Year's Eve 2024. So many of you have these big long-term goals, and I want you to dream big, but I want you to be able to take it one step at a time. being consistent, being disciplined should be your number one goal in 2025. And I want you to set the bar low daily. Set the bar high for the year, but super low daily goals. And when I say low, I mean small. Super small goals that you know you can do, that do not feel overwhelming. So right now, I want you to write down one small thing you can do today before the new year starts in order to thrive. And we're going to work on being that 1% better every single day. Now remember, thriving isn't about perfection. It's about showing up every day with purpose and positive motivation. 2025 is your year to shine. It's your year to thrive. Let's take it one step at a time. Happy New Year, everyone.